Pressure coming. Double team on the press from Sandusky. Austin Seltz tries to dribble through it, and he does. He's across timeline. Back to Brady Kirsch. Now putting Josh Elke on the wing shooting guard position in the second half. More likely, though, he's going to have to take over the reins, either him or Austin Seltz, the remainder of this game with Seaman out. Devin Lemanski for the jump shot from the right elbow, or right block, no good, and rebound to Sandusky. Their 11th rebound of the night, Harbor Beach with 15. 25-24, one-point game. We're halfway through the third at 4 minutes remaining. Hale in the corner against Shelkey, top of the key to Stone. Trying to feed to DeCam at the left wing. Now he reverses the way, and it is Hale at the right corner, down to the corner, deep into the corner to Lasecki. Now DeCam goes against Oki, gets him in the air, and Oki blocks it out of bounds, and it's last tipped out of bounds by Oki. It'll be a Sandusky ball. First block of the night for Oki. Seen him get as many as 13 in one outing before.
Sandusky trying to pound the ball inside, hoping that Oki gets number three.
Potter for the three. This one's no good, but Sandusky's there to scoop it up for the rebound. Joe Stone gets the offensive board and 2 points to fall. It's Sandusky leading 26-25. Feeds it into Dalton Oki from Shelkey into the left post. He goes up. He is fouled. Goes to the line for two shots. Exactly what Harvey needs to do. And it's the third foul against Josh DeCam. And the second team foul against the Redskins in this half. At the line, Dalton Oki. He's 1 for 2 from the free throw line thus far in the game. First one is up, and this one rims out. No good. So it remains 26-25, Sandusky leading. Number 52, Connor Kareem. Checks in, and he replaces the three foul to Cam. Second free throw. This one's good from Dalton Oki. He's 2 for 4 from the free throw line. He has 4 points. Tie ball game at 26 apiece. Lasecki goes against Oki. Can't get that one to fall, and it's a rebound into the hands of Austin Seltz. We're going the other way. And it's tipped out of bounds right there by midcourt by Joe Stone. A high reach ball in front of the student section on the opposite side of your radio.
The Redskin press right now is having an effect on the Pirates, and so it looks like we have a timeout, Harbor Beach.
And it's going to be a 30-second timeout on the WLEW Sports Network.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Harbor Beach out of the timeout. Austin Seltz gets it back to Josh Shelkey. Now Austin Seltz at the top of the key to Shelkey left wing. Drills back up over to the right wing. Trying to feed an Oki. He's going block to block. Lemanski in the corner gets it back to Shelkey. Starts his dribble. Goes down to the baseline. Nothing there. Feeds it to Oki. And this one rims in and out. No good. And rebound Sandusky.
The Pirates got the shot they wanted.
Number 52, Green takes the jump shot from the right elbow. This one's no good. Rebound, Brady Kirsch. Josh Shelkey. Drives into the lane. This one's no good, and we have a whistle on the shot. Looks like a little bit after, in fact. It'll be against Sandusky. Number 52, Connor Green, his first and the team's third. Jason Gaffke, substitution for Harbor Beach. Dalton Oki's going to take a quick breather here. We're all tied up at 26 apiece. Brady Kirsch inbounding this on their own baseline underneath their own hoop. And it's going to be Josh Shelkey going all the way down about 80 feet from the hoop to pick it up.
You guys
got to play some defense. 2:20 left in the third, 26-26.
Cody Seaman's ready to check in.
Okay. Devin Lemanski and DeGaffke at the left post goes to work. This one does not have the touch, and it's rebounded by Joe Stone. Danny Hale at the right wing drives into the line against Gaffke. Gaffke blocks it, but they say he got him with the body, and he'll go to the line for two shots. That's Jason Gaffke's first foul, the fourth team for Harbor Beach. And Danny Hale goes to the line for his third set of free throws thus far. He's 2 for 4 from the charity stripe. 2:02 left in the third, tied at 26. Check that. Sandusky with a 27-26 lead at one. 5 lead changes and 4 ties in this game. Cody Seaman checks in, and he replaces Devin Lemanski. Good to see him back on the floor.
For Danny Hale, that was the first time he hit the front end of it. Let's see what happens if he misses the second one or if he makes it.
And he made the second one as well. He's 4 for 6, 67% from the free throw line. 2-point lead for Sandusky, 28-26. Josh Elke with it top of the key against Lasecki. Dribbling to his right, trying to get something going. Kirsch at the right wing, back to Shelke. Trying the left side now. Shelke going, Kirsch going down the entire baseline and gets it at the left wing. Trying to feed into Gaffke there. Now they retreat and they give it back to Shelke, top of the key. 90 seconds left in the third. Shelke goes and dives into the lane, puts this one up. This one's short, rebound Kirsch, and he gets fouled and he goes line for 2 shots. Foul is against number 22, I do believe, would be the number. It's the fourth team foul against Sandusky. First free throw from Kirsch is good. And that is the second foul against Potter.
Check that's
Gaffke's at the line, not Kirsch. Excuse me on that, as he makes the second free throw as well. Gaffke's first points of the night ties it back up at 28 as Lasecki takes the jump shot from 18 feet in the corner. It's no good, and we have a travel call when all said and done as the rebound went the entire length across the entire floor and goes out of bounds. Last touch by a black jersey. Seaman will inbound this one for Harbor Beach into Brady Kirsch's hands. Back to Seaman. Across the timeline, Sandusky retreats. Tied at 28, 1:10 left in the third. Shelke with it against Lasecki at the free throw line. Over to Seaman on the baseline, pulls up for the jump shot. This one no arc, rebound Brady Kirsch, and he puts up the putback, and this one's in for 2. Brady Kirsch with 4 points, against the lead back to Harbor Beach. 30-28, the 6th lead change of the night, 5 ties. Green feeds it into Hale at the right block. He can't get that one to fall, and he... Austin Seltz goes up for the rebound, and Hale hammers him down to the ground. And that will be the second foul against Danny Hale of the night on the arm. And that will be the 5th team foul. We have a 30-second timeout called by Tristan Pennington of Sandusky. Harbor Beach 30, Sandusky 28 on the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
We've got a barn burner in Harbor Beach, and for the first time in a long time, I do not cringe when I hear that term. Josh Elke at the right wing, dribbling now with 35 seconds left. Harbor Beach going to be going for the last shot here. Over to Seltz, right wing, being guarded by number 12, Joe Stone, it appears. And back to Shelke, right about 3 feet from midcourt, nearest defender, 12 feet. Going to let him sit there. And now they have Joe Stone on him from 7 feet. Shelke starts his dribble back and forth over to Seaman, right wing, back to Shelke, top of the key. 10 seconds left.
Right about now.
Shelke spins into the lane, feeds it down to Gaffke, and it's in for 2. Nice pass from Shelke to Gaffke to make it 32-28, and the half-court shot is no good from Sandusky. At the end of the fourth, end of the third quarter, Harbor Reach leads by 4, 32-28 on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all.